Do you get annoyed by Mariah Carey's "All I Want for Christmas Is You"?
I don't, because it's not. It's once a year for me. I don't. You know, it doesn't come up very often, so I don't get annoyed by it. What I am annoyed though is the "It's time." Oh. Like, that is annoying to me.
You know, it got overthrown, right? Number one Christmas song. So it used to win every year. It got overthrown this year by "Last Christmas." Wham. That song I fucking love.
Damn.
I fucking love "Last Christmas."
I thought it would be like a new song an artist. Like, not a new song, but like a newer artist that would like play an older song or something.
There's like, dude, in Wham's "Last Christmas," there's like parts of the song where I'm like, dude, that's so like cool. Like the way they do it, like, "Merry Christmas, I wrapped it and I sent it." Like the way that he whispers, he goes, "Merry Christmas, I wrapped it and I sent it." And there's another part that I'm like, damn, that's pretty cool. Like, yeah, I don't know.
That's
like,
funny. When you sing it, it sounds like a different song.
Oh, yeah, because I can't sing.
Last Christmas, I gave you my home. What other iconic, other than those two songs, do you have another iconic Christmas song?
There's a lot, man. I like the Grinch song. The only reason I like the Grinch song, because he goes, "There's three words to describe him: stink, stank, stunk." I'm like, that's so cool, dude.
the
chestnuts, the green chestnuts roasting on an open fire is good. There's a lot of good Christmas songs.
I think that song is covered by a Filipino, and that Filipino cover does numbers, and he's not a good singer, but I don't know, it's so well known apparently.
There's a dude on TikTok that sings like Christmas songs, but he's like not good. You know what I'm talking about? He looks like, yeah, Russian. Yeah. He has a filter on.
Yes. Yeah.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Yeah, there's a lot, dude. Even the one that's like controversial, the baby, it's cold.
Yeah.
That controversial. I like that song, even though it's controversial.
Yeah. The thing is, what's funny is I work in IT now, and I have control of the music within my company, and I had to find like Halloween theme music, and I have to find Christmas theme music, you know, to play it during these times. And I realize there isn't very many options for like modern or like work friendly songs. So,
oh, easy.
Both have roughly 8 hours worth of songs.
Easy. Lo-fi Christmas music. Play it. Boom. Boom.
I wonder if I can get away with lo-fi. I'll probably try that next time.
Easy.
But I have to find. So I'm just looking for playlists, and every playlist is like the same song in different orders, 8 hours long, and it's and people complain, they're like, why is it the same song? I was like, you tell me. I'm trying to find something. This is all I can find. But I get a lot of people requesting specific songs, and I have to like deny the request, because if I start taking requests,
yes,
everyone is hitting me up. Everyone hits me up and they're like, hey, can you play this? Hey, can you play this? Can you play this? I'm like, no, dude. Like, I'm not taking requests. All requests denied. All right, we'll just jump into it.
See? Like, I don't know. Like, for me, like, I just listened to my own shit. Fuck it.
It's crazy. My job, you're not allowed to wear headphones. Everyone wears headphones. Everyone. Like, it just, they just allow them, you know, as long as you're paying attention to when someone like calls you over or calls for you or something like that, it's fine. So you got to have those earbuds.
I don't know if I should say this. So our workplace, we used to have a phone system, right?
Yeah.
But they switched over to like a software phone system. Oh. Never. Because I can't tell if it's ringing. So I never pick up any phone calls. Yeah. I don't think anyone else does, though. Like, yeah.
I got to talk to you outside of the podcast to see what you guys do about this. Welcome back to another episode of the Weekly DLC. I'm one of your co-hosts, Daniel, always with my co-host.
Monday, eat my ass. Tuesday, eat my ass.
Have you seen?
Wednesday, eat my ass.
Dude, I've seen, there's Thursday, like a grandma that does it. There's like all these people that do it. It's that's a hilarious meme to me. I like that one. That one's funny. Yeah. Also with my friend, my co-host, Daniel. This week we got some topics. We have Jake Paul and Andrew Tate. There were not opponents, but they both had boxing matches over the weekend. And we'll talk about those. We have AI in video games. We've talked about this before, but it's come up again because some news has come out. And what we're going to do, since this is the last episode of the year for us, best of for video games, movies, album, music album, and then TV shows probably. But let's start with, I guess, the week, what we've done in the week. I haven't done much. I don't know if I talked about it last week. I was rear-ended, so my car's in the shop. What else did I do? Just been going to the gym. You know, I haven't lost more weight. Maybe I have. Like, I've reshaped my body. So I've lost some weight and gained some muscle, lost some fat, gained some muscle. There's no weight change from the scale, but I do feel more confident in myself. I am more open to, like, talking to people. I used to be very anxious, and I would try to cut conversations short. So I've realized I'm more okay with starting conversations or with, you know, making conversations last longer now. So I think that's pretty cool in myself, that I'm very happy with myself, that I'm more confident. So that's something I appreciate. And I'm hoping to just keep that up. You know, this is, for me, working out is like a lifetime thing now. I won't go away. Like, I'll probably lower the amount that I do. Right now I do like 3 to 4 times a week. I'll probably go down to like 1 if ever I want to take a break or slow down. But yeah. I mean, I really haven't done anything else the last two weeks. What about you?
Same. Haven't done shit. But Monday, eat my ass.
Oh, no.
Tuesday, eat my ass.
That's
a book I want to read, you know, but I haven't read it.
Dungeon
But that's
Crawler.
Like, I guess how, like, Ready Player One was, like, the buzz when people were talking about it.
Yeah.
That's the new Ready Player One. Like, Damn. People are taught people, but it's like,
I think it's better.
So I think the storyline is like this dude. Oh, so it got picked up, I think, by Hulu. They're going to make a TV show.
Yeah.
People are like, live action? Nah, you can't make that live action. They're like, it's just fucking impossible. The main character is the only human.
Yeah.
Everyone else is like fantasy characters. And it's like this dude, he has to go through dungeons, but it's a TV show. It's like, like you die or you live. Like, and so there's like fucking 8 books already. It's like super popular.
But there's one way to do it. AI.
Yeah. I still watch it. But anyways, what else? Oh, I didn't work last week because I had fucking a lot of PTO and I didn't use it. So I was like, fuck, I got to use it all because we can't cash it out in this company. So it was good. Not working. And I was supposed to go to the TDE concert, and I just, last minute, I didn't go. Like, I bought the gift. So the TDE concert is basically the record company TDE. They always throw a free concert. Well, it's not free, but if you bring an unwrapped toy, you get in for free. So I had the toy. It was a Lego set. It was pretty good. It was a legit fucking toy, whoever got it. But day of, I was like, fuck, I don't want to fucking wait in line in a crowded place and it's cold. And so decided not to go. And Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre fucking performed. And Kendrick performed. I had a feeling Kendrick was going to perform, even though his contract's over with TDE.
Yeah.
But Dochi, SZA. Yeah. But it's their 18th year. That's crazy. Like, they've been around for a long time, but they've been doing it for 18 years. And I'm just like, kind of one. I'll go to the 20th one, maybe we'll see. I want to wait in line in the cold. I went to this thing called so there's this thing I saw on TikTok called the Silent Book Club. It's where like people gather around and they just gather around and read.
Yeah.
And I went to the Anaheim one, and it was fucking dead, dude. First of all, it was like it's cold. It was in the morning.
Wait, it's outside? It's outside.
Yeah, oh. It was outside. And I was like, yeah, I don't think a lot of people are going to show up. But then there were a couple people. And then, like, yeah, there's these two girls that were there. And then there was only four people. The host, two girls, and me. And then one of the girls just left. And I was like, what the? Like, because I thought they were together.
Yeah.
They were not together.
Oh.
I was like, whoa. And that the girl that hosted it, it goes to show you that there are so many books written, because she saw my book and she didn't recognize it. And I'm just like, whoa. Like, and she's like, I read a lot. And I was like, dang, it's kind of crazy. You could read a lot of books and not know.
Yeah, like
a book that won a Pulitzer Prize, right? I was like, she's like, why'd you pick this book? I was like, won a Pulitzer. It won the Pulitzer this year, dude. Like, but I kind of want to go to their next event because it's going to be held at Requiem.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to go to the one in, I want to go to the Fullerton one. The Anaheim one was dead, but the Fullerton one, I think, is popping.
Yeah.
Their social media is fucking popping.
But I'm assuming at the event, like, it's a, like, what the name is silent, yeah, book reading.
So what it is you read for like an hour, and then at the end you socialize if you want.
Oh, okay. So it's not like, I mean, it's a silent event during the time, but then after you can socialize and stuff. Okay. It makes sense.
I'm trying to finish two more books before the end of the year.
Imagine everyone just goes, reads, and then just bounces after.
Yeah.
No, don't even talk to each other.
I'm pretty sure there are people like that. But yeah, the Fullerton one looks popping, so I want to go to that one. I'm trying to finish James, and I'm trying to finish How to Make Money in the Stock Market, but I'm almost done with that one. Then it'll be 12 books. That's my goal, man.
What book did you take to the...
James.
Okay.
Yeah. Won the Pulitzer, man, and she didn't know what it was, man. I was like, whoa. But that goes to show you there's so many books written every year. People don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Watched Avatar. Man.
It's 3 hours, bro.
I think it's just too bloated, man. Story's too bloated. It like...
And it's still going to go.
Yeah.
It's still going to go on.
Yeah. All they do is introduce a new enemy, and then...
And then it's a story about the enemy.
Yeah, and then it's a story about man versus nature, and then... It's just never ending.
It's alien versus man, and then it's alien versus alien, and now it's alien versus whatever enemy is in this one.
I had to admit, okay, so no, there's a cool thing that happens. There's two cool things that happen in the movie, but I'm not going to spoil it. But for a movie costing $500 million,
yeah,
it doesn't look that great.
Yeah?
I mean, like... If you think about, like, special effects, like, I still think Ready Player One is up there. Because there's a scene where... So, in Ready Player One, at the very end, it shows James Halliday and Parzival. But I can't tell if James Halliday is CGI'd.
Oh.
In Avatar, you could tell that that's CGI and that's a human. You could still distinctly tell.
Yeah.
But in Ready Player One, I can't tell, like... Which one is CGI? If they're both CGI? Oh, I mean, one is CGI for sure, but...
I'm curious because there's that effect where when I watched Jurassic Park for the first time when I was little, I watched and the dinosaurs didn't look so animatronic, you know? When you watch it again, you're like, oh, you could tell, like, it's pretty bad. Same thing with Avatar, the original, the first Avatar. I watched it and was like, bro, there's, like, graphics are not going to get any better than this. Like, this is amazing. And then I watch it again. You're like, oh, I could tell. Like, I could tell this is fucking CG. What the fuck happened? You get used to how that CG looks, you know? And I wonder if they're using the same style of CG for this movie where now you can just like, kind of tell. But I remember when I watched the first Avatar, I was like, there's no way. There's no, like, this looks so good. There's no way to tell the difference.
So the main problem I had with the second Avatar was I was like, what happened? Whatever happened to this thing?
Yeah.
In part three? Yeah. I was like, ah, yeah. They answered my question.
They were waiting for the next movie.
On the third movie.
But, on the third day of Christmas.
Yeah. There was, I had to admit, there was a moment in Avatar 3. I was like, oh, shit. Like, the stakes were high.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, something's going to fucking happen. And yeah, it was.
And this one's called Avatar: Fire and Ash.
Yeah, but it's too bloated. Like I still watch the next one, but I don't know. Man, yeah, just end the story, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Then playing Slay the Spire still. Fuck that game. My game of the year. But yeah, other than that, I think that's it.
I'll bring up.
But the Avengers Doomsday trailer is fucking sick. If you guys haven't watched it, they show a character and he's coming back. Mm. And then, yeah, Avengers.
And then the trailer that I recommend is The Odyssey. So we should watch that one as well. But I'll bring up, because I have been playing a game. I started playing Diablo 4 again because they released, well, they have an expansion that's going to be coming out in March 2026. But if you purchase it now, you could start playing the new class that comes out with it. And it's a paladin. They're bringing paladins back. So now I have a paladin.
And you're going to BlizzCon. Yes.
As a paladin. Yes. Yes. There's another thing. What was it about movies? Oh, I was supposed to watch Marty Supreme today, but Roberto messed up because he was like, "Oh, yesterday." He told me I'm watching Marty Supreme today, and I'm like, "Oh, I'm like, can I go? I'm down." And he's like, "Yeah, yeah." And today he was like, "I fucked up. Marty Supreme doesn't release until tomorrow." And I'm like, yeah, dude, like it's, you know, I thought there was like that early release period where they show like way earlier in the week. He's like, nah, there's no showings today. So we got to wait till tomorrow. I was like, all right. So got pushed back. So I'll see that.
That's weird. You know what's weird? My coworker saw it. So
early showing somewhere, maybe? Yeah. So the thing is, I didn't know anything about Marty Supreme. My first thought was like, does it have anything to do with like Supreme brand? And then Roberto was like, it's ping pong. I'm like, what the fuck? I don't even see ping pong in the trailer. Dude. I haven't even seen a trailer. All I've seen is like shots of Timothy Chalamet just being there. That's it. And I'm like, I had no clue it was fucking ping pong. But I'm going to watch it tomorrow.
I want to watch No Other Choice, but it's only in LA, man.
Is that the Korean with the father that... is, or the husband that has no other choice, I guess. I want to watch that one too. All right, let's get into the topics. One thing I wanted to bring up is Hollow Knight has free DLC next year. Yep. Something Sea of Hope of Sea or something. I don't remember. But let's start with Jake Paul, Andrew Tate. Both had matches, one on Saturday, one on Sunday. Both lost. What are your thoughts?
Did he lose though?
Money wise, no. But the thing is, so
originally he was supposed to fight Gervonta Davis.
Okay,
that is a mismatch. So it would have been like, you know how Anthony Johnson or Joshua? I don't know. Agent?
It's Joshua. Yeah,
Joshua. That height, that big difference mm-hmm. would have been Jake Paul would have been that. To Gervonta Davis. So it would have been interesting seeing that fight. But I got to give my hats off to Jake Paul, man. He lasted.
Yeah.
He ran a lot and he hugged a lot, but he...
Yeah, he took a beating. I mean, like, he didn't look terrible. Because... So I'm comparing it to the Andrew Tate fight. Both... The fight with Andrew Tate, and it was a YouTuber. I don't know the guy's name. They're both so bad at it that you can tell it's two amateurs fighting. Jake Paul, obviously, he has fights under his belt. I think he's 14-2 or something like that, mm-hmm. his fighting career. So he has it. So he looked like a fighter going up against Joshua. He wasn't like an amateur. It wasn't like, you know, any bad stances or anything. But yeah, he took a beating, and I have to give props to him. He still kept getting back up, you know? Even after that last punch that took him down, that he was trying to get up, and the fucking he had at that point two points in his jaw that were broken, which is insane. So props to him for taking a beating like that. But
to be honest, it seems like Jake Paul is a villain, but to me, every time I see him and his actions, like he's like a hero disguised as a villain. Like he's always He's always promoting women's boxing.
Yes.
He's promoting fighters should get more pay, especially UFC. Like, dude, like, he's portrayed as a villain, but I think he's like a hero.
I think people hate him because of how he got to that point. You know, he was essentially a showman. He's a YouTuber. He didn't bring anything to boxing. It was kind of like, oh, this is like a circus. Like, let me, work it the way I know how to work it. And people were like, you're making this a whole show, like, you're showboating when in reality, like, this is a sport. Like, you shouldn't be doing that. But he was able to turn it into something where he's promoting, like, fights for women. He's promoting higher pay for these fighters and stuff. He's doing really well. But, yeah, I think it's because of the way he got to that point that people don't really, they still don't see him as a serious person. But, I mean, he's slowly, like, going up against better and better fighters. And this, today we saw that, like, or not today, but on Saturday, we saw that there is, like, a cap for him. And I think he has reached that cap. Like, anyone better than, anyone near, like, Joshua's talent, I don't think he can go up against.
His only two losses are to young boxers.
Yeah.
I mean, he won over Mike Tyson, but Mike Tyson was fucking 50. But, yeah, he can't fight boxers, young boxers. He could fight anything else, but.
I mean, Jake is no longer, like, technically young. Like, he's 28. I mean, for boxing standpoints, because, boxers start, like, around, 20 and start going pro. 23, 24 is like their prime time. So he's past that point. So there's going to be younger boxers that can will get to a higher point earlier and then continue that rise for themselves. But yeah, I think Jake is kind of like that. The hero disguises a villain he uses the hatred towards himself to bring more eyes on, like, the whole situation. For when he does fights, he promotes it with other women fights, and then, but yeah.
It's like it was the most streamed thing on Netflix, and I was like, yeah, as a stock owner, keep on doing it. Keep on doing you, Jake.
Yeah.
Keep on doing you, dude.
But now there's, like, false rumors that, like, it was scripted and Jake is suing Joshua for going off script, or that he's mad that certain things happen a certain way. But the thing is, for anyone that knows, this was a sanctioned fight. Like, you cannot there's no way that you're able to script something in a sanctioned fight. Like, you can't have little deals in the back end and stuff.
What's crazy is, you know who he called out next? So Joshua called out Tyson Fury. That would be a fucking, I would love to watch that fucking fight. I love Tyson Fury.
Yeah.
The Gypsy King.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. It would be a good match because Joshua has beaten a guy that has beaten Fury.
Yeah.
And, you know, Fury's, this guy is a fucking trap. He's like the white Muhammad Ali. Like, yeah. He talks shit, dude. Like, he can talk shit. So it'd be a good fight. But, who Jake Paul called out. I was like, you're crazy, man. You're going to get fucked up. He called out Canelo. I was like, dude, you're fucking done. Canelo would mollywop you, dude.
Canelo is what, like 32?
Yeah, but he's like elite.
No, yeah, yeah. He's still like
Canelo would mollywop him, dude. He's still, holy shit.
Really good for a fighter. Yeah. And then there was the whole Andrew Tate. I just wanted to see him get beat, his ass beat, and I saw that, so that was
he
good.
He sucks. He sucks at fighting.
Dude, like, he's such a, like, he has that whole conversation where he talks about how alpha he is, how all that stuff, and I'm like, you watch him in that ring, and you're like, dude, you fucking don't know what you're doing, and you suck at it, dude. Supposedly he's like MMA? No, kickboxing.
Yeah.
But that didn't translate in fucking regular boxing, apparently, because...
I don't know. I've seen his kickboxing matches. He's not good in that either.
Yeah? Because he's won stuff in kickboxing. I know he has some awards.
I've only seen the falls.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, but it didn't translate to boxing at all. But that was funny, too. So, yeah, Jake lost.
The pre-fight had Anderson Silva. And Jake has beaten Anderson Silva, but Anderson Silva is a mixed martial arts.
Yeah.
But Anderson Silva called out Chris Weidman for a boxing match. That would be a good fight. That'd be a good fight.
Is Anderson he broke his leg, huh? Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to remember.
Chris Weidman is the guy that broke his leg.
Dang. Yeah. But it wasn't even like Chris wasn't kicking him.
He went to block it.
Yeah.
And it,
yeah.
Tether ball. Tether ball.
Sorry for the descriptions there.
They're probably going to show replay that before the fight.
over again. Like, it's like the, what was it? The claymation fights in
MTV.
MTV.
Celebrity
dude.
Deathmatch.
Yeah, dude. Ugh. This was funny. Dude.
It's disgusting.
Oh, man. That shit was so good. I got to watch those things again, dude. I got to go to YouTube and watch those things. But we'll move on to the next topic, AI in video games. And the reason I wanted to bring this one up is because there is a trailer that was released for Divinity. And people started saying that there was AI usage for like that game. The developers defended themselves and then said, like, Clair Obscur's using AI. And Clair Obscur came out and says, like, yeah, we use AI, but it wasn't in the game. Like, we used it to help us, like, make the artwork and stuff. And they had two awards stripped from the Indie Game Awards. So I wanted to talk about what you think about AI. Because AI's, I think, is inevitable. We're going to have it. What do you think about AI? We've talked about it before, but what do you think about AI in video games?
This may sound fucked up. I think someone just needs to make a movie fully AI and just is so badass. And then he doesn't say it till the very end.
Yeah, like, just drops the mic. This is it fully AI.
When it
AI.
Wins the Oscar, he's like, by the way, this movie was all AI.
Take all my words away, but this is AI.
Yeah, it's inevitable. Like, people are going to use it because it's like technology. When a new technology comes, people are going to use it. And it kind of just...
I agree with you. It's going to be used as a tool. Like, it's inevitable. It's just... Right now, it's a hurdle because people are, like, trying to stop that transition. It's going to happen regardless. Like, it's going to become a flood and no one's going to be able to stop it. And eventually, everyone's going to be okay with it. Well, like, not everyone, but... Like, it's going to happen where you can't stop it.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean, the thing is, like, the way I want it to happen is instead of us completely fighting it all the time, getting mad at anyone that uses it, is have restrictions right now. Eventually, like, those restrictions are not longer going to be a thing, but restrict it right now. Don't, like, allow a full game to be AI. Just allow it to be used as a tool to help the artists. Help designers, help developers, but I don't think it should be fully integrated into a game. So I think, what was it? Arc Raiders uses it, but it's a very good way because they use it for just announcements. So things can happen.
No, not Arc Raiders. The finals, yes.
The finals, sorry, yeah, finals.
Arc Raiders, it's not just announcements. It's fucking the enemy. That's why I think it's a good game because...
They're not using it to make the game. They're using it to like have the enemy like learn during the game.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just like searching for you. It's like, you know, it'll do things that the AI thinks is proper.
You know what would be a badass game, dude? Damn, FromSoft should make something like this. So like in Wolverine has this bad guy. It's a robot named Shiva.
Yeah.
But when you kill it, you can't kill it the same way. It learns from it.
Yeah.
There should be a game where, like, there's this one thing that you kill, but it gets better and better. And that game gets fucking hard. AI just learns.
I'll add one thing to it. It learns from everyone's game.
Yes, yes.
And so you're, like, when you get to it, it's already killed hundreds of players. It's already died hundreds of times. So, dude, at some point that thing is unkillable
because it
knows every it knows every way it's gonna die. That's insane. But yeah, I think that'd be really cool. And like, there should be a way to like reset it, you know, for people that are like, I don't want to like have to go through this, okay. you know, kind of like an easy mode. Like, I don't want to have to like,
yeah, I guess there should be like a single player mode where it just learns from you. And then there's like a multiplayer where it...
Yeah. Yeah. Because that can be like a thing. Like, people would stream it and be like, dude, I'm going to kill this thing. And then, you know, it takes hundreds of tries. They get it. And now it's like, it's going to take even longer because they can't kill it the same way anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be a really cool thing. I think people would make it like an achievement, like self goals to try to beat it, continuously beat it over and over again. It's a good idea. Now that you put it out there, it's going to exist soon. And then the other thing was... Marathon got another announcement, and that was a game that was using AI.
$40 now.
It's $40.
Like Arc Raiders.
Coming out April?
Soon. March or something, I think.
Yeah, I think maybe March. March or April. I think March is right. 2026.
They kind of like, I think they kind of like redid the whole art style. It looks a little different.
Yeah.
It looks more fast-paced.
Probably still use AI.
Yeah. Probably, but... I don't know. Like, I really don't know how well it's going to do. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, it can go either way. Okay, so it needs to be good. If it's not good...
It needs to be better than Arc Raiders.
Yeah. But if it's not good, Bungie is dead.
I you know what? I have to talk about Arc Raiders too. Because Shroud said it was... like, this is his game of the year. Has now... he hasn't said anything about like game of the year wise, but no longer wants to play the game, but because of cheaters, because cheating is a huge, huge issue.
Yeah.
So, and that's always going to be the case. Like, a multiplayer game will always have cheaters. Like, there'll be in some way, like, people are trying to break that game. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how they find enjoyment of playing the game, is breaking the game. And it's going to kill the enjoyment of a lot of other people because now they don't want to play it. Because he can't play it the way it normally plays. So that's a thing, I think, with multiplayer games. Like, when it first comes out, it could be considered one of the best games. But if it's always an online game, it can go south really fast. So I think because of that, depending on how Arc Raiders handles this whole cheating situation, it could leave a door for Marathon to come through the gates. Or if Arc Raiders happens to like fix the issue, then maybe people won't move over to Marathon when it comes out.
I think that one game that got announced at the very end of the Game Awards is going to fucking do numbers for a little bit.
The one that you asked if it was multiplayer?
Yeah. The Apex.
Yeah, yeah.
From the makers of Apex. I think it's going to do well.
I didn't like the art style on that one. Mm. That was me. The art style made it seem like it wasn't going to be my
game. That comes out in January.
Yeah, yeah, because I remember that was one of the biggest things is sometimes we don't have to wait for games. And then he was like, yeah, January release date. So we'll see in a month from now how that game is.
It's going to be free to play probably.
Because the whole microtransactions, like if you do skins, there's a good way to make money and let people enjoy the game the way they want to for free. I think that's it for that topic. The last one is our yearly, our year, what is it?
Year
whatever.
End.
Year end awards or whatever. Our best of a game, TV show, movie, album. I don't have a TV show because I don't watch TV anymore. So maybe you can start with that one.
Boots. That's like the only Boots. TV show I watched. But
I'm going to have to watch that one just because you're saying it's the best.
It's Boot Camp. It's about a gay kid joins the Marines. And it's during the time where it's Don't Ask, Don't Tell, where it's illegal to be gay. And it's true life, his account. But I mean, it's obviously fictionalized.
Yeah.
But yeah, Boots. I like it. Even though I haven't finished it yet. Still need to finish it, two more episodes, and make a TikTok. But, damn, I didn't watch any other TV shows, though. I just hope, damn, Stranger Things. The way they, like, releasing it, I like it. Like
It wasn't dropped in, or how did they release it?
So, it's, like, I think half of it Thanksgiving, half of it Christmas last episode on New Year's.
Oh,
I really, that's a cool way to do it, I think. But I heard like people are not liking the way the direction is. So yeah. I'm kind of glad that I stopped after season two. But at the same time, I wanted to do well because, you know, I'm a Netflix owner.
So. But this is the last season.
It's
right?
Done, yeah. And they're done. I don't know if you saw the spoilers. Someone else has powers.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Yeah.
So I was just like, eh.
Whatever. So I've only watched season one. I haven't watched a single other episode. I really enjoyed it. But then, yeah, the issue with me is I have to, when I watch a show, I get into it. But if I'm watching it in like, as it comes out, I lose interest. Because like after a year, I'm like, I don't care anymore, you know? So I've waited too long. Now new episodes are out. I don't care anymore. I need to wait for shows to be completed, and then I need to watch them. That's the only way I'm going to watch them fully through. But that's just me. But we can start with like the other ones, the other awards that I have. My favorite game of the year. I had two. It was either Hollow Knight or Hades 2. But I think Hollow Knight will take it. Hollow Knight was a good challenge. Really good game. Really enjoyed it.
I need to beat it because I still can't play Hades 2. But which is... I think I'm almost done with it, which is crazy. I'm just like, I should clean up some stuff and I'm pretty much done.
Yeah.
I feel like I only have like 10 hours left in that game. But
I mean, you're still in chapter 2.
Yeah.
I think you have more than 10 hours.
Yeah.
If you're going to get into chapter 3, you have more than 10 hours.
Yeah. But I'm pretty much almost done with all the side quests. I have like 2 or 3. And I just got to activate the third, the song or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah. Bell. That's one of them. And then you had one more.
Just got to activate the third bell. Do the side quest and activate the third bell.
Yeah.
That's it. I think I'm done.
Well, I'm going to tell you. So when you do all that and you fight the boss in chapter 2. There's something you got to do.
So you beat the true ending?
I not chapter 3. I beat chapter 2. Mm. But I didn't have the side quest to proceed to chapter 3. I thought I did because I didn't do a thorough check, but I thought I had completed everything. So I killed the boss.
There's an item that someone gives you that tells you what completion you're done percentage is. So I need to get that too. I need to get the item.
But what I found out is like so essentially you're going to kill the boss regardless of like whatever ending you're going to get. But there's one where you don't necessarily like, you know how when you kill enemies, you can suck their soul or whatever. So you beat the game by doing that. But there's something else you can do to get the third ending to that boss. And that's what I don't have the ability to do that. So
you need like an emblem or... certain emblem or
I don't know
what crest. I mean,
I don't know because I don't have the quest, so I don't even know what the other thing is I'm supposed to do. I just know that when I beat him, it didn't give me any other option. So I think it gives you the other option when you have it.
Yeah, that's my game of the year. That's the only game that I played this year. So no Claire. You go against the critics.
No. I honestly can't give it to Claire because I didn't even beat the game. I didn't beat the game. I got to Act 2, which you find out like what the whole world is about. And when I found out, I was like, I lost interest.
Damn.
Didn't care to beat the rest of the game.
Everyone else loved it.
I mean, I still liked the game, you know, but like... I was still invested in it, and then when I found out what it was, I was like, I don't want to explain it because it would be a spoiler, so, but for some reason.
There's people that got to that and be like, damn, that was fucking great.
Yeah. The thing is, because I had a couple friends that were explaining, like, dude, it's going to be amazing, so I was expecting, like, another level for myself, and then when I got there, I was like, oh, is that what you guys were talking about? That's not my style of like, whoa, this is crazy. So I got off put by that thing. But yeah, let's move on to best movie that we had. I There's a couple. There's Begonia. That's possible. There's Sinners. It's possible. Mm-hmm. There's One Battle After Another. Which out of all these, did you have one of those?
Yeah.
Which one?
Well, my second place is Sinners.
Ooh.
What's crazy when I was watching Sinners is I liked it. I was like, this is a good movie. And then the ending happened. I was like, oh, this shit is fucking great. Because, like, I don't know a lot of people I've watched that film, but I think I talked to my coworker. He's like, name another movie where you, like, sympathize with the vampire. Vampire is always portrayed as evil. But then he's like, you know, was it like that for you? Yeah. Last day I saw my son and brother. I was like, fuck. Like, I sympathized with the vampire. I was like, fuck. I don't think I've ever felt sad for a vampire. And I was like, fuck. That fucking hit me.
I mean, this movie did that too. Like, it portrayed vampires as the villains, as mm-hmm. a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, at the very end, they do that, like, that scene. You're just like, oh, God.
But name another piece of fiction that does that. I've never watched Twilight, so I can't say yeah. Twilight.
No, but vampires are not depicted as like the bad guys in that movie. They're just like a faction versus like the wolves and stuff. It's just mm-hmm. like different things. But yeah, this one, they portrayed the vampires as bad people, and then you still sympathize with them at the very, very end. But yeah, like, and yeah, like to me, it's a good movie, and then all of a sudden the ending like made. It completed everything. It's an ending that, without that ending, that movie wouldn't have been as good, is the way I see it. And because of that ending, like specifically that very that ending, it just adds some roundness to the movie and makes it a lot better than what it is.
I think I definitely think that movie was a love letter to Chadwick Boseman when he says like I miss my son and brother. I think he was talking about Chadwick.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that role was supposed to be for Chadwick. That would have been cool. Sucks.
So mine, I mean, Sinners is really good, but I think I just...
Well, that was my second favorite film.
So my second favorite film, that's what I was going with. My second favorite film was, I think, Begonia for me. Mm-hmm. But it's only because of like the situation surrounding like when I watched the movie. Like I went to an event. It was like all for all bald people. If you had hair, they would shave your head there. Like that whole experience was really cool. And then like to be in a theater with other bald people, just watching this movie, kind of like there was like a certain vibe to it. So it's very specific to me. Like it's not, obviously not everyone's gonna have this experience, but I really enjoyed it. Good. And that was this year that I did that. So that was like my second one for me.
Begonia was good. But it's probably like fifth or fourth for me.
Yeah, I think the movie alone, I don't think I would have rated that high. But
I want to watch, it's a remake of a Korean film. I want to watch the original. I do want to watch the original film. Yeah, it's cool. It was cool.
So what's your number one?
I want to give an honorable mention to Weapons.
Yes. Weapons was another one that came out.
Zach Krager. I can't wait for his Resident Evil. Movie. But yeah, it was a good year for horror.
Yes, there's another one.
There's one I didn't watch, Good Boy, which okay. has got a lot of reviews.
So. Oh yeah, the dog. Mm-hmm. I did watch that one. Mm-hmm. I watched that one. That movie. I think it was like a $50,000 budget on that film, and that guy did a really, really damn good job. And he shows like shots of like behind the scene with his dog, and he's like. You guys, when you're seeing it through his eyes, you think like, oh, he's portraying some type of emotion. He's like, he's just staring at a freaking camera. Like, there's no emotion in these. But the way the story is told, it makes it seem like there's emotion in those eyes. Like, the dog is afraid. The dog is angry. The dog is scared. So I was like, damn, that's really good. That's really good. But yeah, shout outs to Good Boy. You want to go on with your favorite?
Number one. One Battle After Another. Easy.
Yes.
Saw it first time watching on IMAX, 70 millimeter? I was like, damn, this is a fucking film.
I don't generally see movies twice. I saw this one twice. Not in theaters. I saw it once in theaters. I saw it once at a friend's house. But both times. I want, like, that second time I was like, damn, still a damn good movie. So
Leo, Sean Penn, congratulations on your Oscars. It sucks because I remember, like, I saw, like, Lee Byung-hun got nominated for Best Actor for No Other Choice.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit, he got nominated? I was like, oh, no. He's going up against.
The people he's going up against.
Against Leo, dude. Fuck, man.
I mean, Leo has a history of losing.
Yeah, that's true. But there's no way Sean Penn doesn't win. Sean Penn easily wins that. And it sucks because I think Benicio Del Toro gets nominated, but I don't think he's going to win against Sean Penn.
Would he, like, I feel like an appropriate award for Benicio would be supporting actor.
Yeah, but Sean Penn would get supporting actor too. Sean Penn was going to win it.
Yeah.
Easy.
But yeah, One Bad Apple, another is my number one as well this year. Very, very good movie. Highly recommended, by the way, guys, if you haven't seen it.
There's like little details of that film. I'm like, God damn, it's so realistic. So the scene where like his daughter and the girl that helps, the woman that helps her are there. And they're like, shh, because they can hear.
Yeah.
She hears something. And then the soldiers come in all quiet. I'm like, that's super realistic, like military wise. I'm like, yeah, they would come in like making fucking little ass noise like that, dude. Like just sweeping. I was like, God damn.
Yeah, the shot is she tells her to be quiet. She walks off, and then all of a sudden, like, they come in.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, silent. You know, she just sees them. She doesn't even hear them. She just sees them as they take the door, and they get her. But, yeah, that's a good shot.
Yeah. And fucking Leo is, like, the worst revolutionary, but it's funny. Rockin' Man. What time is it? I don't know. It's been 10 years. My mind's fried.
He's like, I don't remember anything.
Yeah.
And then because he's always asking him, yeah, what time is it? And then the answer is like, there is no time or whatever. And he's like, you fucking asshole.
Oh, it's such a good movie. Yeah. Damn.
Last one for me is the album of the year for me. There's a few. I enjoyed Tim Impala, Tyler Creator, Don't Tap the Glass.
Oh yeah,
Tim Impala. What the fuck is the name of Tim Impala's?
Dude, Chromacopia thing came out too.
Was it the beginning of this year?
I think so, man.
I need
he
to
came
see.
Out like
because Chromacopia was fucking damn good.
I know mine.
I think mine is the same.
Do they have a link with Taylor Swift?
Maybe not. 2024. For Chromacopia. But so yeah, I had Tame Impala, Don't Tap the Glass, by Tyler. There was there's a new artist I found called Geese. This is a rock album. They're damn good too. But I don't know if you have some ones you want to announce first before we talk about the number one.
I mean, not albums per se, but...
Or songs, even?
Haim's Relationships is my favorite song of the year.
Okay.
Easily favorite song of the year. Yeah. What else? Chromacopia. I mean, the Don't Touch the Glass had some good songs.
Yeah. But that's why, like, I don't see it as, like, my album of the year because there's songs I like. I don't like the whole album as a whole, you know? Like, for me, I feel like I have to like the album as a whole for me to, like, even consider it for album of the year for me. But you want to start or do you want me to go?
It's produced by Taylor Swift's producer, Jack Antonoff, GNX.
GNX. This is the Kendrick Lamar. Yep. For me, it's probably the album you gave me, Clips.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I forgot they came out this year. Shit.
Yeah.
That's a good album.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of fucking albums that came out this year. But yeah, for me it was Let God Sort Them Out. I like that full album is every song is an A+ for me.
Yeah. Every song is pretty good.
Every song. And this was like the return of them too. So like it's very cool. Very cool.
There's a song when I went to the Clips concert, they didn't play it. Fuck, what is it called? It Nas is in the second half of it.
Oh yeah,
trophy trampolines champagne. What the fuck seconds. But there's a song before that too. Oh, this is the name of the, I think it was the name of the album, right? Fuck, I don't remember. But they didn't play that song in the fucking concert. I was so mad because I was like, that's my favorite song of that album. And I was like,
yeah.
I was upset, man. Yeah, Chandelier. It's two songs. Let God Sort Them Out and Chandeliers. That's my favorite song on the album. They didn't fucking play it, man. I was fucking upset.
Yeah, I went to the Tyler, the Creator, Camp Flognog. And I saw Geese. I saw T-Pain. And I saw Clips there, too. I also saw Tyler, the Creator. I also saw Challenge Gambino. That was good. I really enjoyed that one. My number one artist that day. But yeah, Clips is my number one.
But GNX would be a near perfect album. There's one song in that album. Do you know what song I'm talking about? There's one song that is... I'm sorry, Kendrick, you're the best. That song is fucking ass, dude. It's fucking ass, dude.
I need to know because I don't know which one.
The song's called GNX. Oh. It's so bad, dude. Like, I don't know why that song's in that album, dude. Someone should have put him aside and be like, yo, don't put that on the album. Dude, that song is ass, dude. Like, I don't know how that made it into the album. But other than that, this is a near perfect album.
Yeah.
God. That song ruins the album, dude. It's that bad, dude.
Damn.
I'm that passionate about it. He never performs it. You don't hear it.
Yeah.
It's ass.
The thing is, like, I don't know. I feel like artists sometimes will just, like, perform, obviously, they're, like, songs that are well listened to, you know? So if GNX happened to be a well listened to song, he would, but it's just not. Do you have any other items of the year?
Best book, oh, Never yeah? Let Me Go, Katsuyo Ishiguro.
Damn.
They've made a movie out of it already. I heard the movie's good. Never Let Me Go. So it's about a bunch of kids, and you're just like, well, I mean, I thought it was a spoiler knowing what these kids were, but it's not a spoiler. They tell you pretty early on.
Yeah.
Not early, but like I think 25%. And these kids, they're grown up, but it's very mysterious. Like people like stare at the kids and they take care of themselves. They're not with society. And then you find out they're just clones and they don't. Their main purpose is to donate their organs. They eventually die.
Damn.
So like, are these, do they have a soul?
Yeah.
You know, people look down on them, but they're human. They're clones. And so, yeah. And it's about a group of kids and you see them one by one dying because they got to give up their body parts.
I think that's a great topic about like whether a copy of someone can be an individual. Because Black Mirror did something similar, but it wasn't about copies. It was like AI, but or not, like there was like a robot essentially. They didn't really use the term AI in that when it first came out. But it's true. Like once something has like a sentient, like they feel like for themselves, like that's, it doesn't matter what they are. Like when something like can have a sense like that, they're human. Like they're a person. They're an individual. Like they have their own thoughts. Like they are.
Oh, and then there's also like thoughts of like, should I run away? Just, you know, save myself.
Yeah.
And it's like, damn, dude, what would you do in your in that situation?
I'm curious. Do the clones die out quicker, or do they die out because they kill them to get the organs?
So they don't kill them. It's gradual. They take a body part slowly.
Damn.
So they'll take a lung out first, and then take a kidney out.
And
first.
They continue to live with like that missing part.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit!
Okay. Eventually they die.
Yeah, yeah. Too much. Yeah, you take too much, but they're being cloned to become an organ donor essentially. Okay, that's messed up.
And I think it was like, so it's kind of like, fuck. There's similarities to that in his other book, Clara and the Sun, which is being made into a movie, Taika Waititi. But it's the AI one.
Yeah, yeah.
Where like, do you break off from social norms and do your own thing, or do you have to fulfill your duty? And that's, the AI deals with that, and the clone people deal with that. It's very similar to themes.
Yeah.
Like, fuck.
But like when you think of like growing organs for donations, the simplest way is like literally grow a human that has all the parts and then just use them when you need to. Like that makes sense. So then you would be like, would I just incubate a human in like a capsule so that the human is never awake and like aware of what's happening? And then you slowly just like strip it away of those pieces. Like that's the same thing. It's just the human isn't like aware to be like, let me live, you know? But when you let it grow up naturally, it's going to have thoughts like that and want to escape. That's crazy. And I feel like we can and probably will get to those points in real life. Like someone's going to build a farm and like grow like animals or a person or something. And then it'll be like, is this even a human? It's like, yeah, it is. Like just because it was man-made doesn't mean this isn't a person. Like it's
I kind of wish I lived more in the future. So the health science is a lot better.
Can fix me.
Fix me. Hell yeah.
Fix me. Just go into learn about cryogenics, get frozen, and then wake up 10,000 years in the future like Fry from Futurama. Do you have any other things of the year?
No.
Favorite event of the year?
I went to Kendrick concert.
Okay.
Yeah. It would have been the TDE, but I didn't go.
Damn. Yeah, for me, it was a recent one, too. It was the Camp Lognog.
Even though the Kendrick concert was nosebleed. You know, schnozbleed.
Schnozbleed.
PAX West is cool.
PAX is really cool.
PAX East. Holla at us.
Looking forward to it.
Shit, I need to, like, fuck. That's in March, man. Yeah. I need to book a place to stay, dude.
Well, let me know. I'm down. I also sent the request, so we'll see if they hit us up or if they only hit you up or only hit me up. We'll find out.
Well, I think, you know what, dude? Even if I don't get a pass, I think
you're going to go.
I think I'm going to go. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how that process works, but they reached out to us again. So I'm thinking like it's guaranteed as long as we submit it. But you never know, you know? So.
Boston. Never been.
Yeah, I've also never been. So
Boston.
It'd be cool if we get invited. Please, PAX, if you're listening, let us in.
I'm going to try for Comic-Con.
Damn.
Bloodborne. Mm. Your Father Gascoigne, round two. He Anthony Joshua does, dude.
It's so funny, dude. In our trial runs, we had no issues. And then when we actually did the event, that was the wall for us, dude. You got anything else? Then I think that's it for the podcast. So thank you guys for listening. This will be after Christmas, but Merry Christmas
and Happy New Year.
And we'll see you guys next year. Peace.